praise God. I'm Pastor Mark Choate of House of Praise, New England Pentecostal Ministries. Right now, I'm praying that you receive the words of encouragement that God has placed in my spirit today. I hope you enjoy the message. Have a blessed day. The word that God has placed in my heart is power to be overcomers in this life. I'm not talking about later when you get into heaven, but in this life, God has already said that we have the power to be overcomers. We have the authority over the enemy in this life to be an overcomer. We have power that some of us don't even understand that we have, and we don't even recognize it. It seems that the church is under an all-out attack from the power of darkness. Everyone that I have been speaking to is experiencing some form of trouble. Amen. How many of you are going through something right now? Amen. Everyone is experiencing some new attack that they have never seen before, because the devil knows that his time is what is almost over. And because the devil knows that his time is almost over, don't you understand that the enemy is going to try to take you out of the will of God? He wants us to walk out of the will of God so that he can have access to you. Some of us are sick in our body. Some people are struggling in life. The devil wants to come against you and attack you, so that he can destroy the promise of God in your life. The devil knows that his time is short and that he is doing all that he can to destroy the people and discourage us in the work that we have for the Lord. He is doing everything that he can to discourage you from going forward in the things of God. That's his purpose, church. His purpose is not to line up with your will or to do what you want him to do. The devil knows that his time is short. It is short, and because he knows that it's short, he is working overtime to get into your daily business. He is working every minute of the day to try to take away what God is going to do in your life. We need the anointing power of the Holy Ghost in our lives if we want the yoke that the devil tempts to put on us destroyed. We need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So I'm going to talk about that today. It says in Luke, first I want to say this here. It says in Luke, every one of our churches is under the same duress. Not only is God doing a sifting process to make our lives pure and holy before him, but Satan decides to sift each of us like wheat, just as Jesus said to Peter. In the book of Luke 22:31, it says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." Now, that's what Jesus was telling Peter. He said, the devil desires to have you. Now, the word desire means that's in his spirit. His job is just to go after you. His job is not to sit and be friendly or just to sit and to be cordial. His job is to find out how to sift you. What does it mean to sift? That means to come and divide you and conquer you and cut you down. Some of us been going through battles in our life and we're saying, Lord, it feels like I'm not getting a breakthrough, but God wants you to know, like he said last week, he already heard your prayer, but the devil also is at work. And because the devil is at work, that means you need to know that God said that I'm with you regardless of the situation. So the devil desires to sift you as we. So some of us that are going through something are saying, Lord, 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 I am crying to you. But what Jesus wants us to know that he is on your side. Somebody said, my God is on my side. Brothers and sisters, we cannot stand under the power of Satan's sifting by ourselves. See, this is what we think. We think that we can do it on our own. We can do it without God in our life. We cannot stand against the sifting on our own. We must have the indwelling power of the Holy Ghost that gives us the power to be overcomers in this life. Now, what I'm talking about is the power of the Holy Ghost to be overcomers in this life. The devil wants to tear you down and walk on you. There's a scripture that says in Isaiah 51, 23, it says, but I put it into the hands of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, bow down that we may go over, and thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. And what the scripture is saying is this, is that there's some people that want to walk over you. They want to walk over all over you and get you to go down to bow down before the enemy. He wants you to say, I give. This scripture is saying that the children of Israel, the enemy wants you to bow down to them, to your enemy, and allow them to trample over you. The enemy's job is not to lift you up, church. The enemy's job is not to bring you to victory. It's God's job, but he said only through the Holy Ghost shall you have power to be an overcomer in this life. So the things that you're going through, you say, Lord, why can't I become an overcomer? He said, because you don't know my word. He said, regardless of what you're feeling or what you're going through, I gave you power through the anointing of the Holy Ghost to be an overcomer. So if you can strike a match and light a fire, you got to do the same for your soul protection with the Holy Ghost. You got to call on him. Church, we have to see that there is a fight that's going on. Never in the history of mankind has there been so much sin abound. In the earth, Satan is like the enemy of Israel that said to the Jews, bow down to me and I'm going to walk over you. I'm going to use your life to accomplish my will. This is what Satan is saying. I'm going to use your life to accomplish my will. Some of us don't even know it, that the devil is using your life. He's moving through you. He's breathing through you because you refuse to stand up and say, for God I live and for God I die. I'm going to sow everything that I have into his will for my life because I know only he is able to keep me from falling. Amen. Church, don't you want to have victory? Come on, somebody. Don't you want to have victory? Amen. If you want to have victory, then you need to call on Jesus. You need to understand that you're in a fight for your life. Like the brother said, a tree dropped right before him. See, the devil, remember the scripture where I said earlier, where a couple of weeks ago, it said God sees before you. He sees before you. He knows about tomorrow. He knows about yesterday. And he knows about your future. And God is looking out for you, church. Now, if God is looking out for you, why are we so worried? The devil says, I'm going to use your life to accomplish my will. I'm going to use you as a stepping stone to defeat the kingdom of God. Now, he's trying to use you to defeat the kingdom of God. Now, what does it mean by defeat the kingdom of God? Every one of you are building block in the kingdom of God. Your soul has been won. You have chosen the Lord in your life, and the enemy doesn't like it. So he's targeting your situation in your daily life. And he said, I'm going to sift you like wheat. I'm going to knock you out of the race. And the way he's going to do it is he's going to go do it through your loved ones. He's going to do it to those that can get to your heart the most. That's why I'm telling you right now. You have to know that God said, I'm going to give you the strength to be an overcomer right now. Not later. I know that it's been exciting to praise God and feel the powerful anointing of the Lord. But how about when you're in the midst of your battle? Can you draw strength from the Lord? When you're in the midst of a situation where you need an answer, instead of going to your flesh, go to the Spirit, and the Holy Ghost is going to lead you to all truth. But we don't want to do that. We want to question God instead. And what we do is this, is we let our flesh minister to us. Our flesh talks to us and gets in our mind and starts to whisper things contrary to the will of God. And we do not even compare it to the word of God. See, so the devil said, I'm going to accomplish my will with your life. I'm going to trample your life. Stomp on your Jesus. This is what the devil says. I'm going to stomp on your Jesus and push your face into the mud of your sins. So the devil's trying to take you and get you in the middle of your sorrow and stick your face in it. He's trying to humiliate you. He's doing all out war, and he's also trying to stomp on your Jesus. You know how we sung today and everyone's excited and praising God. He does not care about that. He said, I'm going to get you in the midnight hour, and I'm going to do an all-out attack on you in the midnight hour, and I'm going to get into your mind and minister to your spirit so that you walk away from salvation. Church, we have to know that God is trying to make a way out of no way. How many of you believe that God is able to keep you from falling? The devil shouts into your ears that you'll never make it. You don't have what it takes to live for Jesus. This is what he's doing. He's talking to you. He's saying you'll never make it. You don't have what it takes. But the Bible says that if we come before him and confess Jesus as our Lord and Savior, this is all you have to do. He said to repent and receive Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior. See, the devil knows that if he can bring a little bit of doubt, he can destroy you. Amen. He can get you from being faithful. That's why you think about it. It's, you know, look at this place. Now, normally, a lot of people are missing today. Now, the thing is, every week, the enemy talks somebody into not coming to church. Every week. And what we do is we listen. We need to know that God is trying to build you up in faith. How can he build you up in faith and establish you in his word if you keep on listening to your flesh? Keep on letting the enemy tell you that you don't need a word. See, that's how the devil is telling you, you don't need that. You don't need to be committed to the things of God. And right once you give into it, the devil ambushes you. Because he knows that in God you have strength. You see what I mean? In God you have strength. In God you have protection. So he wants to remove the hedge of protection from around you and cause you to fall in the traps and the snares of the enemy. So, church, we must understand that God has given us the strength to be overcomers in this life. The devil says, do you know that Satan uses God's words against you? If you cannot discern his method, he twists the word of God. How many of you, what we do is we get the word and we use it for our own purpose. We use the word of God to justify what we're doing. The devil is smart. He's not playing. He's trying to con you out of your salvation. If you do not know how to discern the word of God, he'll make you believe in his truth. Then that truth is that that truth does not line up with the word of God. We don't have what it takes within our own power, church. You don't have what it takes within your own power to do what God wants to do in your life. So we have to stop thinking we can do it on our own. We stop thinking that we're so great in our own self and know that we need God all the time. All the time. Every step that you take, every time you wake up in the morning, we need to be waking up in prayer saying, Lord, bless my day. Amen. Keep me in your protection. And as we go forward in the things that we're going to do throughout our day, we must maintain a mindset that is pleasing to God. A mindset that is pleasing to God. Now, what is a mindset that's pleasing to God? A mindset that is pleasing to God is a mindset that says, Lord, I want to walk in your will. And that's hard because the devil would minister to you all day. You're at work. Somebody's getting on your nerves. What does the devil do? Whisper to you. Tell you how to speak to that person. Tell them off. The devil wants you to lose your opportunity. So then later you blaming God because you don't have a job. This is what we do. The devil just set us up to take us out. Is that right? He's not trying to make you an overcomer. He's trying to defeat you in everything that you do. Defeat you. So we want to see, and we need to see the purpose of God. And understand that God wants us to be blessed in this life. We don't have to bow down and let the devil trample all over us because we have the power through the anointing of the Holy Ghost. See the power? Somebody say power. Through the anointing of the Holy Ghost that will break the yokes of fear. See that? The power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost will break the yokes of fear. And this is where I want to get ready to wrap it up. The power of the Holy Ghost. When I talk about break the yoke of fear, yoke is like this. Yoke will cause you to be in bondage. And when we say the yoke of fear, the yoke of fear works like this. God is telling you that he's going to bring you through something and make you an overcomer, and fear speaks to you. And fear says, nope, you can't do that. Fear speaks. But God said, I'll give you the power to break the yoke of fear. That means that fear that's in your spirit, that you're going to lose it all, that I don't know how to do something, or that I'm not able to overcome. God said, I'm going to break that yoke and make you an overcomer. And then the scripture says that the devil wants to trample over you. You see? That's the devil trampling over you. They want to go to all of the bars, all the clubs, shoot up, smoke dope, get high. And then they make you feel bad when you say to yourself, no, I'm not going. But God is trying to give you a blessing even right now. He wants to make you whole, not only make you whole, but he wants to put you in a position so that you're overcomer in this life. And to be an overcomer in this life, we need to know that God is able to keep us. Amen. Give God some praise. I'm almost done. The Holy Ghost will break the yokes of fear and grips in our heart. And it says, I know that the one thing I will get ready to end with, to turn to Luke 14:28. It says, for which of you build a tower and not first count up the cost and make sure you have enough to complete it? What the devil wants to do is we need to first know that we have to first understand that we must know and keep our focus on this life and know that the focus is that you're working on a building. You are a building. And it says here, which of you first don't sit down and count up the cost, what it would take to build it? So now that you received the Lord in your life, did you count up the cost, what it would take to maintain it, to maintain your salvation? Then the next scripture that I have for you, and then we're done, it says in 1 Corinthians 3:9, it says, for we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid the foundation and someone else is building upon it. It says, let each one take care how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus. And he said to Simon Peter, he said, behold, Satan has desire to have you and to sift you as wheat. I want to wrap it up with that and say he's given us a power to be overcomers in this life. We hope and pray that you enjoy that last message on Revival Today, our podcast. Please join us and come visit us at House of Praise at 1850 Elm Street, Manchester, New Hampshire. Sunday morning starts at 10 a.m. We pray.